episode 38. The party have been exploring the cult of the reptile god. Having faced up with two powerful enemies, they have chosen discretion as the better part of valor and fallen back in retreat. Now they are moving through the corridors of the lair. We join the party once again in the lair of the cult of the reptile god. You may have noticed we actually have some theme music now. This was created by Gareth, our GM. I like it. I hope you enjoy it.
I vote for trying to get out and go back and rest. Pretty much used everything that I had on me.
It's not very productive in terms of loot now, is it?
No, but nobody died. We keep pressing on, the chances are someone's going to die.
We've been very lucky so far.
I think we're going to need to go out and regroup. I don't think we were prepared for how, like, tough this has been. I think we, you know, we kind of just waltzed in here a little. I think it's certainly taken me by surprise how, like, yeah, just, like, tough so far.
Okay, yeah, we'll go for a retreat. Retreat to the keep.
Definitely like Monty Python. It's like, run away! And the holy hand grenade, basically, been the way it's gone.
Okay. So which way you go? Back through the back where you came, through the pool?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I think when you reach the edge of the pool, vaguely, I don't know if you want to, what order you want to be in. Yeah. But you're going to about to encounter a lot of snakes.
Oh, I'm not snakes. Yay!
Why did it have to be snakes?
Luckily, so, yeah, we've shown that we can quickly and efficiently kill snakes.
Yeah. So. That should not be a problem, right?
We want to not go this way now because of snakes.
Well, we've got no other way to go.
We can go all the way around.
Snakes are swimming through the water towards you.
With how many extra fight? Because we don't know how many there encounters.
I'd say there was a lot of
numerous snakes.
To kill. I'm just going to die here, so I guess we turn around again and go somewhere else.
I think so. I think they're too dangerous, to be honest with you. I've used the only antitoxin that I had now.
We just got to hope that this goes up round there and not just into a room full of snakes.
There's more snakes. Yeah. Every round of a counter is just snakes, but then more snakes. Okay? More water snakes. You got it, boss?
Yeah, so, come on. Let's go.
Did you want to try another way out?
Yeah, should we try down there? Let's go down this way.
That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Less dangerous than snakes.
Right. Think about this. Those lizard men knew you were there, right? They were like ready to attack you. They weren't surprised. They knew you were there. So where did they come from? Where did these lizard men come from that were ready to attack you immediately?
They came from
the entrance where all the lizard men were that knew you were there and were ready to kill you.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to run into lizard men if we try and go back out that entrance.
What I'm saying is that the lizard men came from the entrance, came out there, away to the entrance that way.
To the south, yeah.
Okay, let's go. This way.
So you're going to like flat out leg it away from the snakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay.
The snakes are slow once they are on land and they will let you go. So where are you going? This way?
Yeah. Right that way now.
Yeah.
You're going to come around here and see that there is a corridor and it heads to the east, but there is a left turn. I'm assuming you'll move up and there'll be a torch there. So, well, next, keep going. Explore that left turn.
Cantrip.
That corridor to the east, but here is a large chamber, a big muddy pot, and some columns holding up the roof. Sorry, box text. This module loves box. No, there is not. Okay. There's a high, really lofty, high ceiling, 15 feet above, supported by the stone columns.
Right, do we take the risk that this connects up to here and then go through this room, or do we follow the corridor?
Have a look in the room first.
Do you see any snakes? You cannot see any snakes. But it's all the snakes you're not seeing that you should be worried about.
Oh, I am worried about them, don't you worry.
So there's any sign of lizard men in that room?
If there were signs of any creatures.
Right.
Like, nothing obvious. I mean, what do you mean by sign? There are no lizard men, if that's what you're asking.
Right.
I think footprint on the ground, hey, where the other lizard...
Yeah, I think that there's muddy footprints on the ground. And they a brown pen. They run like... up and down like this.
Okay, so they came through this room.
And there are footprints all up through here, suggesting okay. they went that way. Good thinking, I like
I'm
it.
I'm going in the room and I'm skirting around the left-hand side, far away from the big muddy patch in the middle.
All right. I'll roll another random encounter. Okay.
I'm going to bring the light into the room.
You move around the... I'm guessing you're going to just, like, skirt around the room. I'm going to take 10 minutes on the clock.
Didn't have a random encounter, either.
Yeah, and nothing happened.
What's the step in the middle?
Mud.
Just plain mud.
As far as you know, you haven't been in it or anything. It just looks like a big muddy patch.
Don't disturb it. It's full of snakes.
It's got lots of lizard man footprints all through it. So it's probably not, like, a trap as such. But who knows with lizard men.
Did you say shoes? I don't think they're wearing shoes, Dave.
Bare feet. Better for swimming, because they jump in and swim. They got to have their flippers ready.
That's fair enough. I've got shoes, and I don't want to get them muddy.
Yeah.
I'm going round.
Okay, so I'm guessing you'll go around that. Noah, I think by now it's become pretty obvious who's connector.
All right, let's get into formation, because there's bound to be loads of lizard men in the entryway there.
You cannot see any lizard men in the entryway.
That's what they want us to think.
Well, it's not so much what you want that they want you to think, is that it's an objective fact that you can't see any. That's all I said. Just say it with a fact.
There's none.
No lizard men are visible.
Okay. Is that are visible, but that's...
Rob, do you want to get Bull a bit further forward? Given that
I can hardly tell you about ones that are invisible, can I? How would you know?
Yeah, I can do.
They're going to furtively creep up to the junction, and then you're going to look around. You're going to see no lizard men. Are you going to continue north and leave?
Yes.
Okay. Do you leave any time?
Oh, God, right. We're here.
The blinding white of this map. It's like when I was in June, bright and dark. Oh, my eyes. Okay. And I guess you just want to leave this whole dungeon, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the keep.
There's nothing else to look for in this place, really, is there?
What's down here? What's over? Is that where we came from?
Came from.
Good. Okay.
That's the entrance to the dungeon.
Just because we were all kind of around here, I thought, we're standing on something. But no, okay, cool.
That's the entrance to N1 against the Cult of the Reptile, which has been published 1982. So it goes really old school that if you go downstairs. Upstairs is more modern. It's more like old school Renaissance. Downstairs is old school Revival. So, just saying.
It makes sense that the Undercroft would be like, more historic.
Yeah, exactly. It's going back in time. If you keep going down, you'll find OD&D, like original D&D at the bottom, and then chainmail, that Blackmoor Keep thing or whatever. Like, it'll get to the original foundations of the role playing. I'm going to say that as a reward for Goring and Frankie, you're going to look out that you don't hit any random encounters and you make it outside.
Goring's taking his grapple hook with him, by the way, and rope. It's one less thing that I've lost on this mission. Of the lots of things that I've lost.
Do not encounter anything on the road either, and you make it back to the key.
Okay.
16 plus 19. You make it back same day, pretty late in the day. Okay, welcome to the keep. Is the plan to stay one day?
No.
Yeah. Cool. Hello?
No, 0 days.
I need more health than that.
Well, fancy can do one ritual for like everyone during the day.
Well, you've got back at like 8 o'clock at night or something, 9 o'clock at night. So I guess you're going to have to sleep, get up in the morning, and then you can spend time the next day doing that if you want, but that will delay your departure. It might delay it so much that you have to stay another night, I guess. Maybe it's a two-night?
If we stay two nights, I'm only one hit point down. That'll be all right.
Yeah, two nights, buddy.
I've got 9 hit points to reclaim.
So you can get on the second, the day off.
Yeah.
You can get healed up with the ritual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just if you don't take a day off, you won't have enough time to get all your rituals. So I think if you stay there 2 days, you can get all your HP back, which means it's the 1st of July.
What?
Yeah. What?
So 2 days.
You've got a lot done in like 3 months.
We have a day off.
I know. Everyone must be a wreck.
Attribute damage to recover? No, just health. We try and redo that scroll. I don't have enough money.
We actually owe you potion.
50 they are.
Cool, take 50 then.
Cool, cheers.
So it's 70 silver. Yeah, so supplies and it's grenades.
It's worth it. If we have it.
Oh yeah, I've got to pay for a new grenade, haven't I?
Yeah, if you want one.
Yeah.
170.
I will be right back after I relieve myself.
Minus 170 mission. Nice. Oh, no, because I lost my hatchet as well.
So how many days do we have to... What's the longest amount of days someone needs, basically?
We were staying for 2 days, I think we've worked out.
Yeah, I think Matt... He's just gone to... But I think Matt had, like, 8 HP to heal.
So you get 4 for 2 days. You get 4 back for 2 days rest, because you get 1 per level on rest. And then Fancy, in the day in between, was going to do ritual healing. So Gareth said that'll be at the end of
Great, so 2 days is 5 hits. Thank you very much. So that will be Morris, isn't it?
That's... Minus 220. Can't deal with many missions like that.
What's that?
Minus 220 silver pieces for that mission.
Yeah, 110. I've used up my cash reserves.
I'm getting there with mine.
No, it's down to my small change.
Bonjour.
That's what she said.
Bonsoir, or whatever the hell we're at now.
Buongiorno.
Bon nuit.
I don't think I ever got out of small change, to be honest.
Because we got this game set to marathon difficulty. Right. What is next?
It's a word.
Brilliant. That's it. You win. That's it. Hey. You don't have to play anymore. You've won the game.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, someone. We just lost someone. Back again. Is that because you won the game?
Yeah.
No, I just lost the game. Not
anymore, so.
Oh, no, everyone just lost the game.
I just lost the game, man. I'm sorry.
I'm not playing that one. God damn that.
It's doing so well. It's probably been several years.
Are we going back down there or back to Stonehell? Or...
Did everyone leave Roll 20? Did your names just disappear for no reason?
Yeah,
I seem to be here on my own.
Everyone's back again.
Yeah, they did that to me. I was...
That's what you get for hosting everything on AWS. I'm just kidding. The connection to the server has been interrupted. Anything you do right now, we'll attempt to send when you go back online. Yeah.
I've got a screen that says loading 0.
I'm going to reload the page and I'm going to trust it.
It's back.
Seems like they have server encrapances.
Yeah, it's basically, do we go back down there or to Stonehell? Choices, aren't we?
Ah, staying out. Right, you could also go to the dragon's base and get killed by a dragon. There's still some stuff in the scenic coves of chaos. See?
We haven't been to Stonehell for a while, have we?
No.
Probably replenished all of its beasties by now, so that'll be fun.
It should have, but I never remember to do it because I can't be asked, so you're probably fine. I've got better things to do on a Saturday than worry about restocking Stonehell, so... Look at this. All this material, this content. It's only half now going to waste, withering on the vine. So back to the Cult of the Reptile Gods, is it?
Where's this dragon? I don't want to see the dragon, but I'm just interested where it is.
I don't want to see it.
You can see him.
Yeah, Clive. Carried him off to his fucking nest up there.
Oh,
I think it was Clive.
Yeah, it was.
He bravely sacrificed himself during the Caves of Chaos fiasco.
So what, other than the Caves of Chaos and Stonehell and potentially this dragon and then back to this reptile god cult, that's the option, is it? There's no this lizard mound isn't anything to.
Well, you did have a rumor about some goblins attacking farmers, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, the hobgoblin.
Wasn't that to do with the Caves of Chaos, the hobgoblins in there?
It was down by Whitesparrow, wasn't it?
Putting a marker on the map.
Is that? There's a hobgoblin thing you're talking about.
Yes. There are hobgoblins attacking farmsteads to Whitesparrow.
Well, that would seem like the right thing to do. Not attacking homesteads, I mean, going and stopping them.
I'm glad you clarified that, because I was like, they're going to totally turn to a life of crime. I knew it was only a matter of time, and they'll be back in the bandit cave. There was a time when I thought you were going to just totally abandon the keep and set up a bandit in the bandit cave. This is going to be awesome.
I considered it.
That was entirely for Angry. That decision was entirely based on whether Fancy hanged during that.
Mm.
Fancy had hanged, Angry was going to basically become a bandit.
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few choices, to be fair. I feel like I've done quite a lot of work there to provide you with a lot of choices. So
we go back.
I'm happy with Stonehell, all the hobgoblins, all the cave we just came from. Don't really mind, to be honest.
Should we check out these hobgoblins? That might be a change of pace.
Yeah, let's go investigate the hobgoblin area.
How hard can hobgoblins?
Hobgoblins are kick-ass. They will destroy us.
Nope.
They will, though. They totally will.
Okay. Oh, Gareth's got to find another book now. That
you've got my knee on the desk. What's your plan for finding out about the hobgoblin?
Well, there's a hobgoblin there. Let's go get him.
He's giant, though. He's bigger than the trees.
That's just illustrative.
I guess we've got to go to Whitesparrow and do some, asking around about the hobgoblin.
That's a good call. They probably won't know anything.
We're prepared for this. Okay.
Well, if the attacks are nearby Whitesparrow, someone's going to have some mission, aren't they?
Village of Whitesparrow.
It is only a rumour. It could be a bad rumour. It's like, there's no hobgoblins around here, buddy.
Then we go somewhere else.
It's really the people of Whitesparrow attacking the hobgoblins.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Then do we have to save the hobgoblins from the people of Whitesboro.
Yeah, they want to expand their farmland, and there's some innocent hobgoblins occupying the space.
I'm not sure those words have ever been said before.
Just going about the daily pillaging in peace, you know.
Well, we should go into this with an open mind. Who says the hobgoblins are bad guys, you know?
Innocent hobgoblins. I don't think those words have ever been used in conjunction with each other.
Oh, it's hobgoblins. Always up to no good. Yeah.
Wow. Bit of hobgoblin racism going on.
Yeah. I mean, they're not like an evil killing wizard, are they? Or, you know, like a demon. They are just people.
Are hobgoblins people?
Humanoids.
Goblins. They're goblinoids.
Yeah. Goblinoids. Are goblins humanoid, though? I think they are.
They are humanoid, yes.
They're small humanoid.
It just means like human shape. I really mean, they've got like,
a couple of arms,
two legs, and walk upright.
Head.
Yeah.
But hobgoblins have more of a propensity towards evil than goblins.
To raise it. Or a bioessentialist or whatever.
Xenophobe.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were pretty scary in Aliens.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Really?
Okay. Are you going to White Sparrow to talk to people about the hobgoblin? Is that what you want to do?
Well, that's my thoughts. I don't know if everyone else agrees.
I'm happy with that.
Right. Well, first of all, you have to get there.
Really?
I get my measuring tape out. How many miles you go a day? So, what did we decide on? Or should have written that down. I should write everything down.
Nothing's happening. Something about Matt. Everyone looks pissed.
Couple of days. So you're going to have to camp out on the trail somewhere, and then you're going to have to pay the stay at the inn when you get there, and then you can begin your investigations the following day. Is everyone happy with that? Or you can not go there now that you know that information?
No, I'm happy to go there.
What was this bit of information, sorry?
It's going to take a couple of days to get to Whitesboro.
Ooh, how many...
2 days rations.
Please. So two rations.
Yeah, I'll survive that.
That's fine.
And you'll need to... You'll reach there at the end. Okay, yeah. So, and then you reach at the end of the second day and have to pay for accommodation, Whitesboro. And then from the following day, you can actually use something useful. So basically, it's the 1st of July, so you'll spend the 1st and the 2nd of July traveling. And on the 3rd of July, you'll be in Whitesboro, ready to get started.
That's fine. I'm
saying. So everyone needs to consume rations. You can purchase all the stuff you can purchase in the keep, probably more, if anything.
Okay. Yeah. You could just pay for the accommodation, pay for the rations, and not take from our inventory because we can buy some more in Whitesboro.
Yeah, okay.
Just in case we're out travelling for longer.
Oh, dick.
So, the next thing I'm trying to get a hold of here is, what do we want to spend our time doing? Do you want to spend your time, like, are you interested in exploring Whitesboro or playing out Whitesboro in a kind of role play type of thing? Or are you happy to just be like, I give you the lead and then you leave Whitesboro and it's never more detailed than that? Or what's everyone interested in doing with their time, I guess? Does that make any sense? Like, we could do a whole, like, you know, sort of pretend we're people exploring Whitesboro and I could tell you all about what, and we could get all these NPCs out. Or we could just be like, Whitesboro, you get the rumor, and that's not what we're interested in. So we've got the rumor, and we can customize the experience.
Might be quite fun to do that for a change of pace, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe talk to people, reels it.
Well, that's going to get ahead of ourselves.
Then we all realize we have to talk. And,
Yeah,
because I'll probably have to like have a little read of this and think about it if you want it to work that way. So I haven't really. Yeah. It depends how interesting you want it to be. I can just like make it up as I go along and it'll be, or I could read this and steal some ideas. It's slightly less. I can probably invent whole adventures. There are whole like, there's a whole book of like 5e style adventures off of this thing. It's like Sly Flourishes thing, I think. Yeah. See. Which I haven't loaded into Roll20. They're more like, they're not old school, they're more modern, or traditional style, like trad style roleplay. I don't know. If that's really where we're going, to be honest. Yeah, I don't know. Discuss. What kind of thing are we doing here?
I don't mind.
I can
happily defense, let everyone else decide.
I can go with some proper roleplay.
What's proper
role
mean?
Well, like more like meeting people, meeting the shopkeeper, actually conversing with them.
Okay. But would it be like, it'll be like slice of life roleplay, like.
Yeah, yeah.
There'll be no stakes or anything.
No, I don't think so. Only unless you really insult them.
Okay.
You won't get any information. Okay. I think that's the other game that happened.
Well, all right.
That guy just insults all the NPCs.
Yeah.
Got a bit old.
Okay. It'd be cool if I had this graphic uploaded, but I don't know. I can't really show it properly. There's like there's the village of White Sparrow. I don't know if that scans at all.
A big hand in it.
There's a giant hand thing that you might notice. Cyclopean hand. It's got an extra finger, apparently.
Giant hand.
There's a keep just out in the corner there. That's where the lord is. There is... It's not on the scale of the keep on the borderlands. It's just the central keep structure and not the curtain walls or any of that stuff. There's a church, a circle thing over there. And there's a number of buildings that you'd expect, like, you know, the blacksmith, various business and stuff like that. And that is in the village of White Sparrow. So, the only inn, there's only one inn, and it's the Summer Spring Inn, which I'm assuming is that's where you're going to stay the night.
Yeah, I mean, we lived here for a time, didn't we?
This large two-story building.
Some of us did.
Seems to sit slightly askew, supported at its corners by heavy beams that keep it from collapsing completely. Whenever the wind blows, the whole building makes a deep creaking sound, like someone trying to get comfortable in a tilting chair. And I imagine the bunch of you turning up, you'll rent out the entire place, and there'll be no space left for anybody else.
Or you just sleep in a barn.
You could sleep in a barn, yeah. Depends what you paid for in your living expenses.
Who has been here before? Who was with us in the serpent tomb? Anyone's characters?
Fancy.
Fancy was here before, was he?
He's the survivor from the Serpent Kings, wasn't he?
Well, are you on your third and fourth character, Maud?
Let's have a look for you. No, 20, Beardy, and Joey. Fourth and fifth.
I thought one of Pete's was here. I thought Neil had been here.
No, Neil started at the beginning of the Case of Cats.
Okay.
So the Summer Spring Inn is known for the hot spring that it's built on top of. And you can actually, there are actually baths there, like hot baths, geothermally heated. And, it's complimentary to guests at the inn. So you can take a nice hot bath if you want a bonus there. The inn, Amanda Jess, runs the place with her three sons. And so she gives you a warm welcome and is pleased to see a huge bunch of adventurers turn up with loads of money and like rent out the pretty much the whole inn. So he's, so you get a warm welcome there. And a pleasant time unwinding and trying to forget about all the horrors that you've seen, I imagine. And, and then you're refreshed and ready on the morning of the 3rd of July, I guess, to start in the village of White Sparrow. So, yeah, the principal and obvious things that you've seen as you've entered the town and been around it is the Cyclopean Palm, which is a giant six-fingered hand rising out of the ground. It's pretty strange. There's the Ever Shady Tavern, which is a bad reputation. It's unsavory characters hanging around outside. The Summer Spring Inn, the way you're saying. The Greyhorn Outfitters, where you can, you know, it's general supplies and stuff like that. And the Temple of Light and the Keep, White Sparrow Keep, which you are aware is the seat of Lord Marlin White Sparrow. So what do you all want to do?
Would it talk to someone in the inn where we are and see if we can get any information about this bandit raid business?
Yeah, totes, you can do that. Because I will. So yeah, so you can speak to the innkeeper, I guess.
Yeah, over a yard of ale.
Yeah, see, the night of your arrival. Yeah, I love it. You just turn up and just start cracking up with the yards of ale. Well, how many of us are there? 14 yards of ale, please. Well, you're going to have to share because there's only 1 yard. Sort of more for special occasions, you know. Get the spiders out of it.
That's 2.5 pints a yard.
Yeah, it's probably, yeah. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Maybe a tankard then.
Tankard of ale.
So I'm disappointed.
1.4 litres.
So,
All right. Three tankards.
So she's like, good evening, my good sirs. And what brings you adventurers to the Summer Spring Inn?
We heard tale that there might be some trouble around here with hobgoblins.
Well, you'd be right. There have been problems with hobgoblins out in the east farthings.
Right. Did I
a random name generator. Carry on.
I mean, are the attacks frequent or?
Getting more so. It used to be unheard of. Oh, Tom's farm's been pretty much razed to the ground a couple of weeks ago. Used to be a safe place, White Sparrow.
Does there seem to be a loss of them? I mean, why haven't the townsfolk rallied up and tried to deal with them?
Well, we don't know where they're coming from. They seem to come out of the east, but we don't know where they're holed up. We're not about to go and go hunting for them ourselves. That's the job for adventurers. Looks expectantly around at you guys with all your weaponry and equipment.
Is there any kind of, do you know, there been any kind of reward posted for dealing with them?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. He's just always trying to get your reward out of me. Well, we're only a humble village and not sure our resources are scarce, especially with the hobgoblin attack. Perhaps you could try speaking to the sheriff, Ruth Willemain. She may be able to help out there.
Where is this burned down farmhouse?
But really, we have to. She is only a servant of the Lord, Marlon White Sparrow, over at the keep. Sorry, what do you say, Rob?
I was asking where the burned down farmhouse is.
Oh, old Tom's place. Yeah. And she just gives you some instructions, I get that.
Yeah. No. It's fine.
I'm not going to ham that all out.
I'd be happy enough to go over to Tom's place and have a look.
She says, I don't know about Roy, but certainly you're all welcome to stay here if you deal with the hobgoblins for us.
We shall go talk to this sheriff.
Oh, do we have to down our pints? Is that...
Everyone's going, like everybody files out of the inn. Like, I don't know how many of you are.
I mean, does anyone want to?
Well, people will file out and they'll file into the sheriff's.
Are we all going, or are we going to kind of go to different parts and see whether getting any information? Does Fancy have to resist going to the bakery?
What's he going to do past all these wheat fields?
Oh my goodness!
Luckily. It's only July, so they're not really ready yet.
Might not stop him.
It's got all this, like, just biting all this green, like, wheat and just going nuts.
It's like, bad enough back at the keep whenever he's doing rituals, he's got, like, a mouthful of bread.
Well, I don't know how it works with wheat, actually. I don't know how it works with wheat, actually. Do you get two harvests of it? There might be some going on right now.
Uh-oh.
I don't know how it works. I'll have to look. I expect not. I expect it's not ready yet. They're just living off the supply from the last year.
I mean, he's not wrong. He always has a mouthful of bread every time.
There's a lot of bread in the inn. The inn is a good place to get bread.
Like, he's talking this ritual and he's just spraying crumbs at us.
Yeah, totally. So the innkeeper's like, oh, can I get you anything to eat? We've got, as you list all this food, you know, there's like mutton and there's like a hearty stew and everything. And they've got a bakery on premise where they bake their own bread and everything. And...
bakery and it's an inn for the beer as well, won't they? Okay. Fancy is going to have to do his check.
Yeah. Is it just specifically wheat? I forget how it works.
It's wheat-based product, so the thing said...
Well, the thing about White Sparrow is it's famous for its wheat beer, so...
Well, it does, the description does say eat bread or drink beer.
Yeah.
Beer will... But wheat, specifically
no, so it doesn't matter if it's made of what it's made of, as long as it's beer.
Yeah. That's fine. Oh, he just about makes it.
He just made it, didn't he?
He's just not spending his day gorging himself on bread.
So he's going to be able to contribute.
Yeah. Okay.
It's borderline, though. Like, I think someone has to drag him out.
he's just there, sat there going, oh, bread, you say? Someone's grabbed him from behind and dragging him out the back door.
Awesome. I love it. Okay, well, it's nearly like 11, so like maybe we'll stop.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to spend much more time in White Sparrow or not. I'm trying to gauge, like, into it. Because I could
really intrigued by that hand. I don't know. It might not be anything other than they just made a big hand or something, but it seems like, what else could it be? But, like, quite interested about what that is, right?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
What is it?
I think there's actually, like, an adventure made by the guy that wrote this that actually goes in what's down there, but I don't have it. But I can probably figure something.
Ah, fine.
So, like, well, I mean, I could make a map of, like, I could upload this map and list some places you can go and, like, put some effort into making it an explorable place. But if you're just going to be, like, we get the clue to the hobgoblins that I want to do, then that's fine. I won't bother. I don't want to waste time doing all that. They're not going
to... It might be a good scene setter for the next one, though, to do a little bit.
What does that mean?
Well, just, like, you have a few encounters just to sort of get the session started next week.
What do you mean, like, a few conversations?
Go to the bakery.
There's no bakery. It's built into the inn.
All right, okay.
We're not actually going to the bakery.
So there is a bakery. It's just in the inn.
Yeah,
it's
you're not. Inn
bakery.
You're like Homer Simpson with those donuts in hell.
Yeah, because there are all these like little adventures, but they're kind of like 5e adventures. They'll basically be like really easy loads of undermine everything that you've done. It'll just undermine everything that we've done. It'll be all about fighting all the earlier encounters, easily defeatable little mouthmen at the end. You go, great, you completed all the mouthfuls, here's the money, and it'll be like that.
I mean, we did just get our butt kicked. Maybe we deserve one of them.
It's kind of like 5e adventures are more like computer games where everybody's guaranteed to always win without really trying. You just have to sink some time into it and you'll always win. Do you know what I mean? So it's more for just having a laugh to do that. That's like, and there's nothing wrong with it. Like, it kills time. It's fun. But it's like, it doesn't sort of test your skill. It's difficult. It's like, you're pretty much, if you play it, you're going to win. That makes sense?
Mm.
It's a bit different.
Yeah, I'm having for a bit of more sort of looking into it at the start of the next session.